السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، مجيب الدعوات، رفيع الدرجات، وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات، رافع السماوات ومنزل الآيات، إلهنا خالقنا ورازقنا، ليس لها رب سواه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وخليله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط، وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس، وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب، إن الله قوي عزيز. صدق الله العليم. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single thing exists. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family members, companions, upon every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and who will follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. Humbly request brothers to come bit forward. Inshallah, I see a lot of brothers here. Alhamdulillah. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, and the conference's name is Path to Piety. Alhamdulillah, the path which will lead me and you and all of us, inshallah, towards the taqwa and towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, MashaAllah, lectures are available in the internet, all over the world, everywhere we hear so much of, you know, lectures. There's no shortcomings on that. There's nobody can say now, you know, I do not know anything. In whatever language you want to hear, in whatever language you could understand, you can hear, alhamdulillah. You know, getting the opportunity to listen, that is something very important. And to be with the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, who has the tawfiq to practice, this is the opportunity itself. But that alone will not give us guidance and tawfiq to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, hubbur rasul, loving Rasulullah will take you to Allah. You know, it is part of iman. But the uncle of Rasulullah did love him and he did sacrifice for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Didn't he do it? His entire life, he was ready to sacrifice and face his community and stand for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he did not do that for sake of Allah. He did that for sake of his family. Whatever we do, it can be, you know, a gathering, it can be whatever good deeds we do it. We have come here, if we have come for any other reason, brothers and sisters, let us all rectify our intention. We're not going to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not going to get the desire, whatever we want to achieve, we're not going to achieve that. If you want to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to rectify our intention that we have come here, not because of a speaker. You know, sometimes you get popular speakers. You know, we get celebrity speakers around the world now. You get, come take autography, take pictures with them. You stand, okay, I attended so-and-so's lecture. Alhamdulillah, you can post on your Facebook page, you know, tweet it, you know, I was with him. Alhamdulillah. But that's not going to help you. If you have done for that, that's not going to help you. If you have done for sake of Allah, I have come here because it's the message of Islam is going to be delivered here. I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That is the objective and the purpose of every effort in deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify my intention and intention of all of you, because all our actions are depend on intention. And my respected brothers, the topic that we have chosen, the brothers, the ulamas, he have chosen, it is a universal topic which is needed for young and old and all over the world. People doesn't know what Islam stands for. Even Muslims, we are confused. Some of us think Islam means Ramadan, you know, mashallah, fasting and iftar is very nice, sahri. Some of us think Islam means Eid, you know, mashallah, good. Eid day, we can dress up nice, you know. Some of us think even Islam means Salah and Masjid. We limit the idea of understanding of Islam and we restrict to a smaller area. Islam in whole, we need to understand what does Islam stand for? What is the objective of Islam? And some of the time, these are the mistakes that many of us think that Islam begin when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, when he declared the Nubuwwat. No, Islam begin when Adam alayhi salam came to this earth. Islam is the oldest and only religion which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the originator of this deen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, you know, he gave example for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave example for him and for all the other anbiya. He gave an example for a building, you know. And he said the entire construction was completed except for one stone. I am that stone. I completed it. Islam was completed by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed Islam through Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Islam did not start from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that. Not from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a plan. It is begun from Adam alaihi salam. Every prophet came here. Every prophet exists. Every good people who came and preached and who invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, they invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards Islam. Isa alayhi salam did the same, Musa alayhi salam, Moses did the same, Yaqub alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, you name it. All of them, they invited. Ibrahim alayhi salam is named as a father of this religion, Islam. Millata abikum Ibrahim, he was given that credit. But even Ibrahim alayhi salam is not the founder of this religion. This religion was introduced to humanity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Ibrahim alayhi salam was given that honor? Because there was a period where no one worshipped from Nuh alayhi salam till the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There was a huge gap. People did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People forget the purpose and the existence why they. Who revived it again, the worship of Allah, it was Ibrahim alayhi salam. He revived it. He began from as young as youth. Mashallah, I'm very happy whenever I come to this part of the world, I go back. You know, it's really, when I come to North America, I see a lot of youngsters. I go back to Asia, in the masjid, there's a lot of old people. I see what's happening. What's happening? Masjid is filled, but with a lot of people with gray beard, you don't see the youngsters. But alhamdulillah, we have a great future in this part of the world because youngsters are ready to take the message of Islam to the next generation. Alhamdulillah. Let us all take this, keep strong intention that I'm going to be an ambassador to Islam and I'm going to be representing Islam in all folks of life. My respected brothers, Ibrahim alayhi salam, even when he was very young, 13 and 14, Mufassirun says, when he was questioning Azar, whether Azar was his father or uncle, there is confusion. Scholars say he was his uncle, not his father. But anyway, whatever said and done, he was questioning Azar. He was 13 and 14. He was asking Azar, what are you doing? I think you are, all of you have lost, you know. You're not in straight path. You're doing wrong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni araka wa qawmaka fi dhalalim mubin. I see all of you in clear astray. When he was young. So that's what the credit for Ibrahim alayhi salam that's what given. So remember, take this message. Anybody asks, Islam was not introduced to this world by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam was introduced to this world from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it begins, from the beginning of the creation of Adam alayhi salam. This is what the message of Islam. Remember that. And then, when we ask ourselves, what does Islam really stand for? We have various. Islam has so many departments and too many areas and faculties with Islam concentrate. If you ask really what is deen, If I ask you, what is deen? Deen is not only salah. Deen is not only sadaqah. Deen is not only, you know, Ramadan. Deen is not only having good character, no. Deen is understanding. This is something very important. Every individual, sometime my religion, for me, what Allah requires from me might be different from what Allah requires from you. Every moment we need to understand, what does Allah, my Creator, wants from me? What does He want from me? Let me give you an example. There was a Sahabi came to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He wants to go to jihad. There's not a single amal which will supersede, you know, going in path of Allah. No. There was a Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I couldn't go. Then he said, okay, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you fast the whole day, stand and pray for the whole night. Until they come, you do it continuously, still you will not even reach half of the amal. Even just spending some little bit of time. So jihad fi sabilillah, you know, striving in path of Allah has so much of reward. But when this young man came, he wants to go for jihad. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a question. Do you have elderly parents? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, go back, take care of them. For you, your deen now is not going in path of Allah. You have to serve your parents. This is your deen. We need to understand this. You need knowledge and guidance. You need knowledge and guidance from scholars, and you need to have the connection. Allah will make you. You know, first you have to have ask fatwa in your heart. Istafti qalban. Allah will guide you at this moment. What is more pleased to Allah? What is more pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to take care of them. This is something very important. Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son-in-law, Battle of Badr, he wanted to attend Battle of Badr. That is the first ever battle. All those Badris, they were forgiven. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you know what, your wife is ill, stay in her service. But up till today, the scholars, when they mention the name of Sahabas who attended the Badr, Uthman radiallahu anhu's name is there. But he did not attend. Why? You are not following your desire. Sometime it will be more desirable for us performing salah than serving our parents. In Muslim Sharif, there is a hadith. There is a hadith of a man who used to, Abid, this happened long time before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abid used to worship Allah so much. He is well known in the entire community because he's, most of his part of his life, most of the time he will be in salah. Then his mother came and knocked his tent. Those days you can communicate while you're in salah, you can talk. You know, he's saying, Allahumma ummi wa salati. Oh, my mother, I'm in my prayers. She went back. Second time she came, same answer. He said, oh, my mother, I'm in my prayer. Third time she got annoyed because she is in need of his service. But this young man is serving Allah. He's, you know, worshipping. She got hurt. She said, you know what, because he's so pious, he said, Allah will never give you death until you see a zani, you know, a lady who commits zina. You need to see that, because she got annoyed and this was her badua. Allahu Akbar. Allah, you know, put him in such big trouble. You know, there was a zani. He didn't do zina. She was pregnant and she gave birth. And when people question, you know, who is the father of this child, she had no way. She said, you know that pious man in that tent? He is the one who did it. Community got really angry, you know. They will get frustrated. See, this guy is acting like, you know, he is a big buzruh, you know, his salah and what he has done. They did not question him. They did not clarify what happened. They broke the tent. They, you know, hurt him really bad. And they asked, what have you done? Since his connection with Allah was so close, he couldn't say, he cannot bring proof. There's no DNA test at that time. Go to the courts and, you know, produce the medical proof. No, nothing. He just, you know, showed the baby and the baby starts speaking. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this hadith, is then Muslim said, we say, no, this is not my father. So and so the shepherd is my father. He was cleared there, but he went through that test because he did not know what is the priority. So deen, we need to understand. Deen means we need to understand what is my priority at this moment. Will Allah be pleased I am doing this? Will Allah accept? This is what is called. The topic that is given to me, justice. Justice. Remember, brothers, Islam means that how we can be fair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Justice towards our creator Allah. Justice towards yourself. Some of the time we forget. When we become parents, you ask, many parents are here, do you worry about yourself more or about your children more? Children. We don't worry about our salah, but we worried about the children's salah. We don't worry about our Quran, but we want our children to become hafiz. Why? We are still alive, we are not dead and gone. We can still make effort, but we want our children to become hafiz. So first, we need to understand that Allah says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, first protect yourself. Justice towards you. And then the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time when we hear the word justice, we think about the courts. And we think about the politician, the king, the president. We think about them. You say, no, it doesn't apply for me. Justice doesn't apply for me because I'm a layman. You know, I don't give judgment. No. First, we have to ask ourselves, am I fair and just towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator who have created me? Why he have created me? Do I appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every ni'mah? What is the justice towards Allah? This, remember two things. One is with jawarih, justifying that you are our creator and appreciating through our actions. That is our salah and following the commandments of Allah. Second is through our mind and heart. Psychologically, we need to accept. We ask many of time, we do prayers, mashallah. But are we appreciating and accepting the qada of Allah? We always say, not enough. We always complain. When you're complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you are not pleased with Allah. You are not just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not fair with Allah. Allah knows. We don't, you know, Allah doesn't owe us anything. Creator, Allah does not owe us anything. But we owe Him everything. We cannot question Allah. You have given Him that. Why you have not given me is not upon us. He knows why He has given us this. Every one of us are blessed. We are unable to identify the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are always looking at others. We need to worry about ourselves, the ni'mah that Allah has given me and you. Be grateful. This is something very important. Being grateful, not only Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah and Jazakallah, Barakallah. This has become our culture. Just you be used. You know, it's just text message. It's very easy. But that Alhamdulillah has to come from our mind and heart. Alhamdulillah. In any condition, we say Alhamdulillah. This is being fair and just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you do that, you know, what is the blessing? In any condition in this life, you will be at peace. Because you know what? What is due to me that Allah is giving me? Alhamdulillah. He is fair. Just ask yourself, you can be in any condition, such a difficult condition, but you just close your eyes and say, Alhamdulillah. It is from Allah. All praise belongs to Him. Ashukurulillah. This has to come from our heart and our mind. This is the training, you know. Our salah is a training to be grateful through our heart and mind. Our saum is a training to be grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heart and mind. Our charity is a training. These are actions that should bring this conscience in our mind. Every time be just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we have to be fair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some of the time we overdo it. We Muslims, we find so difficult. Why Allah have made us, this remember my dear brother. Allah wants us to be fair and balanced in every area of our life. But you know, finding that middle path is the most difficult part. Balancing everything. Don't overdo it. Abu Darda and the story of Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu and Abu Darda. Abu Darda radiallahu an story, Salman Farisi came and found his wife is really not taking care and just... Then Salman al-Farisi asked her, you know, what's wrong with you? You have a husband, why don't you, you know? She said, you know, Abu Darda doesn't have any need towards me, no. He doesn't really care, whole day he fasts, whole night he stands and performs salah. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu made him break his fast, made him sleep in the night. He got really annoyed because he was so much, we call it josh, you know. We want to just pray and fulfill our desire. That's what I said. It's not, Islam is not fulfilling your desire, satisfying you. It is satisfying your creator and then being just in yourself and be just with others. Remember that. Islam is not about satisfying yourself. Sometimes you might be enjoying reading the Quran for hours. Your children are at home hungry, but you are reading the Quran. You cannot do that. That's you enjoying yourself. Islam is not about your enjoyment, your satisfactory. It is, you know, pleasing Allah and being just for yourself and being just for others. Abu Darda got annoyed, radiallahu anhu, and went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained, Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened. Salman, you know, he broke my fast. He did not allow me to pray. He made me sleep. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Salman al-Farisi, what did you happen? Then he, you know, he told what happened. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what Salman did is correct. There is a haq towards your Rabb, yes. Same way, there is a haq towards you. Your own body needs haq. And your family has haq. Everyone, they have their rights. You know, being just means being, you know, fulfilling their duties, our duty towards others. How can we be just? Fulfilling our duty towards others. Trying our best level to be that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember one thing. When you try in this world, it's very easy to please Allah. But it's difficult to please others. You will never be able to please. Your wife, you stay 99 days, 29 days at home. One day you're gone, she complains. Why did you stay at night? You know, I said, 29 days I was with you, one day. No, you have to come back home. Yes. This is it. Even your wife serves you for 29 days and one day your chai is not ready in the morning, you complain. I say, what's wrong? She say, you know, 29 days I served, I made without complaint. You know, this is what... It's very difficult to please the creation of Allah. It's very difficult. But it's very easy to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very easy. You know, pleasing Allah is the most easiest thing. So we need to, you know, try and please Allah. Again, then so pleasing Allah is easy, so please and ignore this. No. Remember, you are not fulfilling your duty. You are not being fair and just to your wife to please her. You're not being fair and just towards your children to please them. You are not being fair and just to please, you know, towards your workers, employees to please them. You're not being fair and just towards your employer to please him. No. They will never be pleased. I tell you. I'll guarantee you they will never be pleased. You are being fair and just towards them to please your creator. If you do with that intention, maybe they are not pleased, but Allah will put the pleasure in their heart and they will love us. But if you do that to please them, if you do that to get their attention and they need to love you, they need to please you in return, then you will never get that. Don't expect from the creation and you will be disappointed. The reward you should expect from Allah, being fair and just towards the creation, but you need to expect the reward from whom? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Islam, this is something very important. When it comes to justice, we can speak this topic in different, in individual level and a community level. Individual. Now I am discussing in an individual level because that applies me for me and for you. When community level, it does not apply for everyone. In the social level, yes. Every one of us socially connected, yes, towards our neighbor, in the parking lot, when you go to supermarket, when you go to bank, public places, yes. You need to be fair. You need to be just. You know, for example, there's a long queue. You are in hurry. You walk in without anybody's permission. You just creep in and go. You are not being fair there. You're not being just. You can be how hurry, But you need to get the permission. You see, you know, sorry, sir, I have this emergency. Can I go forward? Can I give you that? Yes, the brother who is his opportunity, he gives for you. Yes, fair. So it, those minor things we are related, we need to remember that. You know, one thing I tell you, my dear brothers. Justice is a topic. If we fail to fulfill justice in this world, be fair towards us and towards others. How much ever amal, actions, or good deeds we're going to take in day of Qiyamah, we're going to be in trouble. All those people who you have not fulfilled your right towards them, you're not being fair towards them. It can be your own children or wife. They will stand against you in day of Qiyamah. Pay me back. That's it. It can be your own children. It can be your wife. It can be your neighbors. Even your employees and employer, all of them, okay, fine, it's gone in this world. But in day of Qiyamah, they will stand and say, pay me back. You were unfair. I worked so hard, you paid me less. Now pay me. The employer said, I paid you more, you work less, now pay me back. You were in the office, you were using all the facility, the internet, everything, but you were not doing my work, you were doing your work. Being just with yourself, understand, in day of Qiyamah, now we do not understand. Even our own, some ulama says, even our own body will stand against us if we have not been fair and just towards ourselves. You know, not being just and fair towards ourselves, you know, what does it mean? It is making use of this body that Allah has given to disobey Allah. If we disobey with our hands, hands will speak against us. At this, in this world, I didn't have an option. What you did, I have to do it. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. So being just, remember, my dear brothers, that we need to understand that fulfilling duty towards others, our right. One is fulfilling the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing. That way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all those who disbelieve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word zalim. They are oppressors. Why? They are enjoying the creation, you know, all the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are enjoying the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they refuse to accept Him. Allahu Akbar. What a great dhulum. There is no greater dhulum. There is no greater injustice any exists in this world than the kufr of and shirk. Unanimously, all the ulamas and the Quran and hadith confirm it so strong, there is nothing like that. So we have a duty to explaining to those. There might be some people very good. They're very kind. They're very fair. They have good character to display towards others. But when it comes to Creator, they are doing zulum. They have not understood who is the Creator. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you the iman and the tawfiq to understand our Creator. We need to be fair and just towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to develop the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, some of the time when we are da'is, we sit here with we hope and we wish everyone should become Muslim. It's a good, mashallah, we can make dua for it. Rasulullah ﷺ made dua. But that is not reality. And that is not our duty as well. We cannot go and force Islam to anyone. Our duty is to convey. Our duty is to say, you know, about explaining them about the Creator. But there is enough of evidence in this heaven and earth, that if they think, if they ponder, if they, you know, really think and ponder, that Allah will guide them definitely. But we fail to think and ponder. Even we Muslims, some of us do not know why I am Muslim. We ask, many of us, we say, because my parents were Muslim. My dada was Muslim. You know, my kumi, everybody, we just inherited. Are we really accepting and thinking about Allah and have we accepted it? No. This is something very important. It's not, we don't just follow. It's not a culture. Islam is not a culture we just follow. Islam is not just that we just follow blindly. No. Your heart and your mind must accept and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That towards the creation, looking at the creation, the ayat of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam begin that. He was looking at the creation, the imagination journey of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. So getting that is something very important. Islam, remember my dear brothers, I'm talking in a general terms that everyone will understand and this message will reach others as well. Remember, it's not our duty to force Islam towards everyone, but it is our duty to establish justice in this earth. In time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, everyone was not Muslim, but his mission was completed. He left a community, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam left a community who will be role model, who will, wherever they go, they will be just and fair and establish justice. They were all exemplary Muslim. They can go any part of the world and they were establishing justice. That draw the attention. Everybody understood. This is something, one of the main objective. We have to establish justice within our community. One of the reasons, some of the time we justify and we become defensive and apologetic and say, Islam did not spread through sword. That's not true. Yes, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, certain war, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khaybar, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam win. For Fatih Makkah, it was initiated by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the wars was really initiated by Rasulullah and Sahabas. We don't need to twist and we don't need to say that anything. We should be proud to say, yes, Muslims were initiating war. Muslims, we went against. Why we did it? Remember that. We have to be very clear, not apologetic. Even we will not go and, you know, go and oppress others. Why did they do it? Because in that land, people were oppressed and people were blocked. People were not given the freedom to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our duty is to go and take the oppressor and give the freedom for oppressed. The same term they use, they say what? We are fighting against the terrorism. We are fighting against the extremism. We are fighting against people who are against human being. Same thing, we Muslims, we are the one who introduced this. It is our duty. It is our duty to fight to establish justice. But you know what? We have become spectators. Now, them so-called, I don't know whoever it is, they have taken the forefront. And they use this, they have hijacked this name and say, we are going there to liberate democracy. We want to give democracy for them. We want to give rights for them. We want to give women's rights. My respected brothers, when the Western world, when none of the civilization in the world, I'm very clearly, they never spoke about women's rights. 1400 years ago, they never spoke. You go and Google it and check when in Britain a woman had a right to own property. It was given in 1800s. Until that, women cannot own anything. They were owned by someone. They were sold by someone. The properties couldn't own. Only in 1800 they could. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our Islam, the complete religion that Allah has given to the humanity, 1400 years ago, 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned the women's share. Our mothers and sisters, their portion in inheritance is mentioned. Their portion in marriage is mentioned. When it comes to polygamy, Islam does not encourage polygamy, but Islam gives permission for polygamy. But in end, what does it say? Because it's better to stick with one because you will not be fair and just with others. Better stick with one. If not, you are in trouble. But that if you want to do that, then remember you need to be fair and just. The rights were given. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have become passengers. We have become spectators. We are just sitting and we are in our nutshell in an egg. Like, you know, our Imam was saying, it's nice, mashallah, good. We need to learn. We need to have people memorizing Quran and all those things. It is the basic foundation. But we don't only build the foundation. From the foundation, we need the construction has to come up. Then only the complete. The foundation is a basic Islamic knowledge. Yes, but what is happening? Everywhere we have established the foundation, but the building is not coming up. The structure is not coming up. It's not completing. We stick there and we have so much of, you know, difference of opinion. We have our internal issue and we still remain there. We don't want to go up. We don't want to go up. We need to take this message. It is us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bil qist." We should become witness for the just. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he had the authority when he walked into Masjid al-Aqsa, when he walked into Palestine, how just and fair Umar ibn Khattab was. With himself, with his people, when the time of famine, in the member he stood and he said, Wallahi, this stomach was not filled. I am also in hunger until the people are hungry, I am also hungry. Allahu Akbar. He refused to eat. The wife was serving some meat with gravy. He said he refused to eat. He said, I will eat just raw bread because my people are in hunger. I cannot fill my heart. I cannot fill my stomach. When he walked into Masjid al-Aqsa, what? When he walked into Palestine, what is justice? My dear brothers, everybody speaks about justice, freedom, Israel, Palestine. Remember, this was Abu Khulafa. This was the fair and justice to the entire community, humanity in large. Take this as a lesson. What did he do? When he walked in, it was time of Salah. The priest offered, you know, why don't you come and pray in our mosque? Umar ibn Khattab refused, say, you know what, no. I better find another place. If I pray here today, tomorrow my followers will take over your place of worship. Allahu Akbar. They will take over your place of worship and they will claim our Khalifa Umar prayed here, so this should be a masjid. He refused to pray. He said, this is your right. Allahu Akbar. So Islam did not come to destroy the all other religion. No. Force on them. No. If it's so, Umar radiallahu anhu had done it. He knows better about Islam than me and you. He knows the objective of Islam better than me and you. He was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umar, if there is no Nabi, la Nabiya ba'di, there is no prophet after me, if there is a prophet, it will be Umar radiallahu anhu. Because he had all the characteristic. He had all the characteristic a prophet should, you know, have. So that's what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He refused that. He said, no. Allahu Akbar. What did he do? The community has forgotten that. The humanity has forgotten that. What has happened? And you know what? My dear brothers, this is my and your responsibility. It's not, remember, conveying our message, our responsibility, conveying the message of Islam and establishing justice. That you can start with your neighborhood. There's two things. One is justice, other one is ihsan. In Allah, ya'mur bil adli wal ihsan. Sometime when you fight for justice, they will be more fitan. So rather, you give in and do ihsan. That happened. Remember, when it comes to sometimes we expect ihsan. We do injustice to someone and then you say, please forgive me, you know. If he forgives, that is ihsan. That is from him, you know. But we cannot expect from others ihsan. We should show ihsan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just adl is there. But ihsan overpowers the adl. Ihsan overpowers. Before I go into that, let me just come within our children. Some of the time, establishing justice with our wives. Remember, brothers. That's the most difficult part that Allah will question us in day of Qiyamah. You need to try and fulfill their haqq. If we fulfill their haqq, be just and fair with them, Allah will definitely be pleased with us, especially with our children. Once in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a sahabi. He was seated, then he had two children. One child ran and came, he kissed him and placed him on his lap. And another child ran, he kissed him and left him down. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why did you do that? Why can't you be fair and just? If you have placed one child in your lap, you need to place the other child also in your lap. Allahu Akbar. Are we really fair with our children? Are we really fair with our children? Are we establishing this? But children, we cannot fight with the parents for the rights. Remember that. Sometimes we think, it is the parents' duty to be fair and just. If they fail, Allah will take care of them. It is upon you to forgive them. Show ihsan towards your parents. It's very difficult. It is us. Allah has commanded us to be ihsan. To ihsan towards our parents. That means whatever shortcoming happens through our parents, we need to, you know, forgive them. But it is upon the parents that we should be fair and just with the children. There was a sahabi, he gave all his wealth to one child. Wife refused, say, you know what, I will not accept this, I'm going to complain to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She went and complained to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, have you done this with all your children? No. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the child, give back the entire sadaqah. Entire, whatever gift your father has given to you, you give it back. Allahu Akbar. You be fair and just. You know, sometimes it's very difficult. Father gave you, you see, father gave me, it's written to me, it's my property. There was two brothers in Sri Lanka, I can remember, because I was involved in that. You know, big property in Colombo, they're, you know, millionaires. The elder boy, he was sent to UK, he got married there without the permission of the parents. Then the father got really annoyed. What father did, got angry, wrote the entire property to the younger brother. Said, you know, don't come. Because he got married on his own. Parents should remember, our sons doesn't need our permission to get married. Their nikah is valid. But children, remember, you need to get married with the blessings of your parents. You understand? It's always double side. Parents, you should remember, Islam does not command them that they need your permission. If they, you know, sometimes we take advantage over those things. We try to take advantage over those things, you know, but it is the duty of the children to get their blessings. You know, always there is barakah when there's blessings of parents in everything. Marriage is a challenge, so if you don't have your blessing of the parents, you're going to be in trouble. So again, the parents should know, you know, this is not my right, but, you know, I will guide him. I will try to, you know, be really, you know, fair and just in this matter. So, but what happened? Father passed away suddenly. Father told the son, don't. He didn't talk to the elder son at all because he was annoyed and hurt, you know, what he did. He got married, you know, it's without his permission. But anyhow, he didn't do anything haram. He got married, you know. He's living a legal life. But then the young brother, he understood, you know, what he said. He informed the brother, said, you know, father passed away, you've tried to make it. But flying from UK, you can't make it. Within 24 hours, take time. He flew down. Soon as he came down, remember, this is what you have to remember. Sometime there might be mistake, but we have to rectify those things. This is what Islam stands for, just and rectifying before we die. Soon as he came from the airport, we took him to the burial ground. This young man called me and I also went with him. And then immediately took to the lawyer. And he told the lawyer, you know, the properties, all my properties, which I inherited from my father, has to be divided into two. Half should be given to him. Father did not tell him. It's not one, two, it is millions and billions of rupees worth. You know, the brother said, you know, I don't need, you know. No, it said, it's my duty. My father did a mistake, I know. So now I have the authority to rectify, so I'm rectifying it. This is what you call, what surprised me, may Allah forgive all of us, what surprised me is, outwardly this young man didn't have any sign of deen. He was, looks like he was a westernized, he was a basic Muslim. Outwardly I did not see any signs of Islam that what we expect, it's needed. Please, brothers, don't misunderstand. You know, having the beard, having all this, it beautifies the Islam. But that's not the real essence of Islam, that the character is very important. With character, you need to beautify yourself with the sunnah. If not, you know what you are doing. You are mocking Islam. You are mocking Islam. You are misrepresenting Islam. You have the dress code of Islam, and you may that is what is happening. What is the Daesh doing? ISI, what are they doing? Will you approve whatever? I don't know what the media says. Will you approve? Their attire is what we want. The attire doesn't matter. The action what matters. So it doesn't mean you do not have the attire. You know, you should have the attire. But then along with that, you make sure that your actions speaks louder than your words and your attire. People should recognize you as a Muslim through your action. Through your action, you walk. You see, there was a young man. I was traveling to New York last year, Ramadan. There was a young man, mashallah, may Allah give him iman and taqwa. You know, he's a taxi driver. He requested me, Sheikh, you know, I want one dua from you. You know, being a taxi driver in New York City is not easy. Just one dua that I don't fall in trouble and fitna. He said, you know what happened? Young few girls got in and I was doing my duty, everything was done. And then, over the sudden, when they're getting off, they paid me enough. I didn't have the dress code of Islam. He doesn't have beard, nothing. Yes. Are you Muslim? Said, yes. She asked. Then they asked, how did you know? No, the way you behave, you are not looking at us. We thought you are, we must be a good Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Because they were trying to, you know, attract his attention. They were trying to get, you know why? They want to get a free ride. But he told me, they want to get a free ride. You know, then he came back. That made him strong. That made him strong, you know, I'm going to be that. You know, our actions will speak. Lowering the gaze, the modesty is part of our Islam. Part of our iman. You know, this comes there. Our actions to speak. Justice is, my dear respected brothers, we start from our house, our neighborhood in masjid. Sometimes you walk in the masjid. It's unfortunate. When we don't like someone, whatever he says, even what he says is correct, we don't want to accept it. Because we don't like him. Allahu Akbar. We don't like him. Rasulullah was so fair and just. When shaitan thought the ayatul kurus, what Rasulullah said? Because shaitan told Rasulullah, didn't refuse it. Because shaitan is our enemy, Iblis. He said what? He is a liar, but he has spoken the truth. Allahu Akbar. Anyone who speaks the truth, it can be your enemy. You need to acknowledge that. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. The animosity, the hatred, or anything that you have towards a people, it should not prevent you from being justice towards them. No. اِعْدِلُوا, be just. هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, that is the most closest to the taqwa. The Jews were not agreeing with Rasulullah. They had so much of difference of opinion. They plot against Rasulullah. They were arguing. But you know what Allah commanded sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What the commandments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandment, Rasulullah said in the Quran, this was, umirtu li'a'dila baynakum. You know what is the command? Although I don't like you, although you don't agree, you know, I've been commanded to be fair and just amongst you. Allahu Akbar. So many times in Khaybar, Rasulullah ﷺ did not pass any judgment. Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he was given, he said, you know, I hate y'all, but I want to be fair and just. Allahu Akbar. Fair and just. This is something very important. Even you hate anyone, you have to be fair. You have to give their portion. You cannot be, you know, doing wrong and take their right away. Because remember, I told you, being fair and just towards others is not to please them. You're doing to please your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take that in the spirit of pleasing Allah, it is easy to be fair and fulfilling your right towards others. But if you take in the spirit of, you know, expecting anything in return or some nice word or anything. In fact, it's not. It's very difficult for you to be fair. My respected brothers, let us all take this message. You know, Islam stands for justice and we are here to establish justice. We are here to establish justice amongst our family members, the community, the humanity in large. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Allah loves those who are going to be just and fair. Allahu Akbar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this title of being just and fair even before his nubuwat. Allahu Akbar. These are characters, I'll tell you, there are certain characters that belongs to human being. It belongs to humanity. Just. This doesn't belong to anyone. Najashi, remember. When there were so many others around, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized Najashi to be just and fair. Didn't he choose Najashi? Najashi is being, you know, this is something very important. When we live in a country, when we live in a place, we work for justice. But sometime, like I told you, we have to be smart enough and, you know, follow whatever our elders say, guidance. Sometime it's not, we cannot fight for justice. In Makkah, Muslims were not getting justice. They were not treated fair. They were ill-treated. But Rasulullah did not fight for justice. In Makkah, Rasulullah did not fight for justice. He said, okay, let us forgive. Okay, let us overlook. Every time he says, fine, fine, fine. Gave in, gave in, gave in. Ihsan. He said, fine. But in Medina, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? Was establishing justice. He was commanding and working towards that. But even in that Medina, when he went to Hudaybiyah, he was not speaking about justice. In Hudaybiyah, he gave in, you know, no justice. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu could not hold on. So sometime at home, in order to maintain peace, someone has to give in and show ihsan. Amongst brothers, there might be trouble. If you're going to fight for justice, the trouble is going to be multiplied. So you forgive for sake of Allah, not for anyone, the ihsan. At home, you know, you and wife has trouble. Some of you have done, you know, maybe your wives know husbands have wronged. If she's going to fight for justice, that's going to end up in talaq. Sometimes you're going to fight for justice, that's going to end up in talaq. So you need to know when we should fight for justice and when we should forgive and ask for ihsan. So in when you forgive, Allah will forgive us. When we show ihsan, Allah will show ihsan towards us. But that only from us. We cannot expect from others. That is from us. That what we are supposed to do. But when it comes to justice, this is what, my respected brothers, when it comes to justice, it's not only amongst Muslim. Now there is a Muslim brother and kafir. I say, oh, Muslim, I have to help him. So you give a judgment in fear of him? No. You know, if a Muslim brother is wrong, you have to say wrong. So many stories. You can go on. You know, last, when he was traveling, I was reading in the flight, so much of stories. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, what happened to him? The story between Umar radiallahu anhu and another, Salman. Umar was a Khalifa, but radiallahu anhu, but the Qadi did not give anything in favor. Ali radiallahu anhu was arguing, you know, I can bring two, my son Hassan and Hussein as witness, this is my armor. You know, the Qadi said, you know what, the son's witness for his father is not an accept. Asl for far and far for asl, no, we cannot take that. That is the law. You know what Ali radiallahu anhu said? You know, Hassan and Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahli Jannah, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them glad tidings, they're going to be the leaders of the young men in Jannah. You're not going to accept? He said, very sorry. Allahu Akbar. So when it comes to justice, it's not your favor. Walau ala anfusikum, even against you. Awil walidain, even against your parents. Wal aqrabin, even against your family members. If they are wrong, You need to have that guts and iman and courage to say, you know what, I'm sorry. Wrong. This is something. But when it's from you, you can show ihsan. If it's some injustice happened to you, you have an option.
So ihsan towards your family members, towards your neighbors, your parents, this is us. But justice is something that we have to establish. My respect, but there is no double standard. There is no double standard. So we are striving to establish. It is my and your responsibility. Remember that. As Muslims, we are a community who's going to be a role model for just and fair. We are going to be a community who is going to be standing for justice. It can be even against our community, no problem. If our community is wrong, yes, we need to have the courage to say we are wrong. It can be against ourselves. We are community. This is the message that we should give. This is the message we're supposed to give everyone. And remember, don't be apologetic about the war, whatever took place in the history. My respected brothers, others, they have committed and they have violated so much. They have committed so much of crime against humanity than anyone in the history, my respected brothers. We are only community who has fought to establish justice and to free all those who are oppressed, and we have fought against the oppressors. That's it. This is the message of Islam. Badr is the same, Uhud is the same, Khaybar is the same, Fath Makkah is the same. Even in time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Qadisiyah is the same. Every war that initiated by Muslim, it is to establish justice, not to force them a religion, to establish and give them the freedom that they can decide what they want to do. They can decide. That opportunity should be given. We have time. Is it okay? Time is over? Okay. My respected brothers, elders in Islam, so let us take this message. You know, justice is something that let us be just and fair towards our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ourselves. That is a balanced life. Time for ourselves, ibadah, even, you know, health. Nowadays, it is something, a concern that we need to talk about. Not only ibadah, even take care of your health. Give some exercise, walk, keep yourself physique and, you know, very beautiful. Mashallah, you need, because we need a lot of people, you know, a lot of young men, you know, strong young men. So take care of your children, and then again in the community and neighborhood, fulfill that. Stand for it. We are a community that Allah has sent us. We will be a witness when it comes to establishing justice right around the world, wherever we travel, whatever we do, that we will stand for justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of you the tawfiq and to act according to what we have spoken. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.